from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
His name's Thaddeus Young. He's a son of Memphis. Phoenix Suns forward, 17-year NBA veteran. Mitchell High standout, then he went to Georgia Tech. McDonald's All-American, he's done it all. He truly has. And he's kind enough to join us now. Thad, how are you, man? We're always talking to Coach Norton Hurd. We get to talk to him, the pleasure of talking to him every Wednesday. We rarely get to talk to the man himself. Thank you for joining us, and how are you?
Hey, no problem. You say you want to talk to me more, man. You got my number, man. So, y'all hit me up, whatever.
I figure you know the deal. I figure you got folks bothering you all the time, so I never want to rattle you. And, of course, all the good things you've got going on, a lot of times, if I don't know about it, we're going to have old Coach Hurd come on and tell us about it. So, you know, it's old smooth not trying to bother you, because I know you got half the world calling you. Now, all of that said, apparently word has gotten back to you, and I'm curious about how it has. The Daily Memphian went about the endeavor of putting together the top 25 athletes of this century, since the turn of the century. Obviously, we've talked a great deal about it this week, Thad, and I even told you a little bit before you came on that, you know, Daily Memphian, the writers, put together a list. My man, your man, John Martin, has been accountable. He has pointed out he did not have you on his ballot and that he should have. We have not sort of gotten the same accountability from all members of the Daily Memphian. I'm just curious, how did you hear about your snub? Because I can only characterize it as that it's a snub.
I mean, you know, we the Daily Memphian, you know what, they've only been around, what, 7-8 years? So, you know, we ain't gonna blame them, you know. You know, but, you know, at the end of the day, I heard about it. My wife actually was saying something about it. and she was pretty pissed about it. Me personally, I went on about my day. Obviously, there's many other things that I have going on that, you know, that I have on my plate that I'm worried about, as opposed to, you know, being a snub on the list. But with that being said, I mean, you know, it is kind of a big slap in the face to know that, you know, I've had, you know, a 17-year career still going to this day, played on the highest level, has done so much for the city, with providing jobs, helping kids get to college, being able to help some kids get to the pros, actually being a teammate of one of the kids that we helped make it to the pros, and, you know, still doing that to this day and still doing the different things throughout the city, you know, to this day. I still have, you know, deep ties, you know, within the community. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, you know, the writers are who they are, and, you know, the community is what they are. And as long as I got the community on my back and you know, listening to those people who I'm actually helping and providing and doing things for and making sure that, you know, not only I'm able to be blessed, but helping bless others, I'm fine. My job is done.
Yeah, the process, Thad, wasn't perfect, man. Not that you care about it, not that it even should have mattered. But by the time I recognized my mistake, and I'm speaking for me, it was just my ballot was in. It was too late to go back in and change it. But it is a mistake, and, you know, I think you do deserve your flowers. And, look, there's some things in terms of criteria, like I don't think the AAU part of it goes into the athletic career, but it doesn't even, you don't even need it because the, you know, my contention as I've written about today, I followed up with a piece today that I hope, you know, you'll see, is that I've lost sleep about it because you deserve your flowers, like I said, and you're going into year 18 in what is undeniably the hardest league in the world to make. I mean, how many great players, Thad, have come through Memphis, whether it's on Team Thad, whether it's on whoever, wherever, and are amazing players, but they're not even in the league. They're not playing a season in the league, you know? So I think that's the part of it that I value. And again, I messed that up. And if I could obviously go back and change it, I would. And you'd be high, bro. Like, you would be high. You'd be top 10 because of that difficulty, bro. So, I know it does. I can't change what happened on the list, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I mess that up. And you deserve better from at least me. I can only speak for me, but you deserve better from me.
No, for me, it's no ill will or anything like that. I'm more so, like I said, I'm more so focused on all the things that I have going on outside of basketball, outside of lists and different things like that. Like I said, I'm more focused on figuring out how I can help my community by providing more jobs, providing more outlets and more avenues for people to not only make it to the league, but to become, you know, great businessmen and women, you know, of the future. I mean, we have so many people that come through the city, and with all these different people that come through the city, you know, I want them to have the appropriate knowledge and gain the appropriate opportunities as well, you know, to where they can be able to do things that I'm doing and give back to the community as well. I think that's my biggest focus. You know, like I said, the list, you know, it is what it is. And you know, people make mistakes all the time, and people do what they do. And like I said, like, my biggest focus is always going to remain being me being the same person I've been since high school.
So he can come in the new Shoot 360, Thad. He can come over to Big Orange Road over there before we're going to let John in. Hey. He's got a new son, Thad, who we know is going to be a shooter, probably won't play much defense, but we're going to let him into the family. We're going to allow them into the family.
Yeah. Look at this man. Hey, everybody's welcome to, you know, come by, you know, the new facility. We have Reform Sports. We just added three more courts. Big facility, right up the street from, you know, the other facility, you know, P7. You know, we have five courts. We're able to provide, you know, data and technology to all our future upcoming basketball players, along with recovery and strength training as well. My biggest thing is I want to be able to create more pros. And how do we do that? We do that by, you know, giving them resources and opportunities where they can come to a building where not only they get, you know, the basketball, but they're getting the actual recovery, fitness, and strength training as well with their technology as far as data.
At what point, Thad, in your career did you decide this was the vision? You know, I know it goes back. Team Thad goes back, and maybe it started as a seed, and you don't see the entire vision until you're going through. But you're going to have a complex over there. Like you said, this is about, you know, turning Memphians, helping them become pros. At what point does that become the mission?
I mean, the mission was always that from day one when we started Team Thad. Mm-hmm. You know, at first, you know, when I first opened up the gym, I just needed a place to kind of work out 24/7, yep, right? When I come back to the city, you know, you don't want to have to call somebody at midnight to come open the gym. You want to have your own spot. So it went from that to us, you know, creating something that could be really, really special. And it has grown to be that, where we've been able to put pros in the league and put pros overseas and get, you know, over 100, 120 athletes into college, you know, throughout a 10, 12-year period. and be able to help many more. You know, not only do we have that, but, you know, I also have a trucking company that's, you know, getting people jobs and offering dedicated lanes to people as well. So, you know, I've been doing a bunch of different things and just trying to make sure that, like I said, you know, not only am I doing my part, but I'm giving back to the city through a different way, which is creating more opportunities and more jobs for people to be able to make money.
So you were with the Suns last season, at the end of last season. What's up with the NBA journey now? Are you sifting through opportunities? Like, what where's everything with that in terms of next season?
Yeah, right now I'm just shuffling through teams. You know, got about 10 teams that has a lot of interest that, you know, obviously want me to come in and, you know, do the vet role. But I'm also looking at opportunities outside of basketball where, you know, maybe it could possibly be front office work. So, you know, different things. Biggest thing is for me just to kind of figure that part out. I'm also into my family time. You know, my sons now are, you know, just turned 11 and 14. So, you know, I have two kids that's in basketball. They're in heavy, you know, playing for Team Thad right now. So I had a lot of success this summer in growing their games. And, you know, they're getting good rapidly. You know, we train every day. I literally just got done training 10 minutes ago. So, you know, we're still putting in time, putting in work, but I'm also trying to help my sons grow their game as well. And when there comes a point in time where you have to focus on family. So for me, you know, if it's not the right opportunity, then, you know, I'm fine with, you know, chilling and working on all the things I have going on outside of basketball. And I'm also fine playing. So whatever happens, happens at this point.
Is it a thing where, like, okay, I want to be a vet. If I'm going to do this and I'm going to, you know, do the 82-game-plus thing and be away from my family, is it one of those things where it's about the status of the team, like in terms of contender or not? Like, what are you valuing in terms of, you know, weighing those opportunities?
For me, it just has to make sense. And from a sense standpoint of geographical, okay. You know, obviously a lot of guys want to be in great climate towards the end of their career. Being closer to be able to come home, you know, if I need to come home and stuff like that. And then have an opportunity to, you know, groom players. And then also if I decide to go to, you know, a contending team, you know, being a piece that can help with the locker room and also being a piece that can actually step on the court and play when needed to. So for me, you know, there's a lot of different factors, but I think the biggest thing is, like, that matters for me is if my family is comfortable with the situation.
Yeah, Heard is listening. He said you got, I don't know how much pull he's got with you, Thad, but he says you got to play at least one more. He wanted you to know this. I have to ask you because you kind of touched on it. Guys that have come through your program that you once saw as, I mean, let's just be real, kids have now come through. OG Anunoby is one of those guys that you've played with, played against. When I guess you get a sense of how long you've been in this league when you've seen kids come up, grow up to be men, and now they're playing in the league and start and getting contracts. So my question to you with that sort of context is, how often now, 17 years in, do you find these young guys coming to you? You know, asking you, sort of picking your brain, not just about, hey, how can I get the contracts and have a 17-year NBA career, but how can I make this money, make money, you know, sort of the way you've done? How can I help my folks back home? How often do you find yourself sort of in that, you know, wise NBA veteran guys coming to you asking you, you know, Thad, how did you do it? I want to do it like you.
All the time. I mean, me and OG, we actually sit next to each other, you know, at the arena and stuff like that. So, and we spend a lot of time together, obviously, you know, just through being on the scene together. So he would come to me all the time and ask me a bunch of questions. Same thing with, like, Scotty Barnes and, you know, Zach LaVine, you know, guys that I play with. They would always ask me questions all the time about, like, how to do certain things, what to do, you know, how to figure out, you know, what's the best way to buy this house, or what's the best situation and solution for investing into this business? Should I invest into this business? Just a bunch of different things, because, you know, they see me and then, like, not only am I doing the basketball thing, but I'm having these same business conversations while I'm on the bus, or, you know, right after practice, I'm sitting in the lobby or I'm sitting in the business center, you know, sending things off and going back and forth, you know, so. You know, they're seeing me do both sides at a high level, and, you know, I think they got a good sense of respect for, you know, what I'm doing. And I've always been a leader, you know, just tooting to my own horn, not being a follower, And just making sure that, you know, I'm doing the things that I need to do to stay ready and stay prepared for anything that comes about, whether it's basketball or business.
Well, I was going to ask because, you know, and it kind of leads into that, but as I said today, like, you don't make it 17 years, you know, 18 if Hurd has his way, by accident, right? I mean, that, and there's so much more than just being good at basketball, right? So I would love to hear you kind of expound on that because, you know, it's not, once you get to a certain time in your career, it can't just be about skill, right? Isn't the staying power about adaptability and professionalism? So you know, in terms of the young players, like how would you describe to them viability 17, 8, because there's only a small number of players who have done it that long.
Yeah, I think it's more so about the accountability and then adaptation to the game, being accessible, and, you know, always being active. I think that's one of the biggest things. Like throughout my whole career, I was always active. Like, I rarely missed basketball games. And when you see a guy that's always active and ready to go and never really on the injured side, you know, and always ready to go to war with his teammates, you start to gain a true respect for that guy because he's literally there in battle with you every single night, right? So, you know, all throughout my career, you know, I played in most of the games. I've been active. I've been over 1,100 basketball games over my career. And a lot of guys can't say they played 500 basketball games. And I've been, you know, fortunate and blessed enough to stay healthy enough to play over 1,100. So for me, it was always that, just making sure that I'm accessible and ready to play each and every night. And if guys realize that they need to be accessible and ready every night, then I think, you know, that's the remedy for, you know, teams believing in them, even when they start to lose the actual physical ability.
Here's one for you, Thad. We talk so much about everything you do when you're back in Memphis and about your career. We rarely ask you about sort of the state of the NBA, sort of as you see it, like through your lens. I'm just curious, when you look at the Grizzlies, sort of what they're expecting back on the roster, what they've got right now, it looks like it's pretty full up. Maybe have one open position going into the season, contract. Anyway, where do they sort of stack up in you've seen it, Thad. The West has gotten. It's gotten younger. It's good, sure, but it's also younger with those teams at the top, like the OKCs, the Minnesotas. We just saw Dallas make a run. Sort of where do you see the Grizzlies as currently constructed? You know, assuming Jai's back and in there for a full season, where do you sort of see them stacking up in this West?
I think they're going to be fine. I think this season really gave them a chance and opportunity to get some really good young talent. Specifically, what's my guy name? Gigi?
Yes, Gigi Jackson.
Yeah, G.G. Jackson, I think he's a really good young talent that's going to be in the league for a really long time. You know, he has a great ability to play, and he's super young. I think that's one of the biggest things, too. He's super, super young. So gave them an opportunity to see what their young talent was like and how they can develop their young talent in a year. And they've done a really good job of that. And then you get a lot of guys back that were in rotation. You know, they might run into a logjam at certain positions because you get a lot of guys that was hurt last year that now – you know, may be expendable. You know what I'm saying? Just because of some of the guys that played with that was on a young talented team last year. Obviously, they didn't win a lot of games, but it really put them in a position to where, you know, they can, get a pick, get them a center, right? And then also be able to have your guys who were not healthy come back.
Yep.
You know, so now that these guys are coming back, you really get a chance to see, you know, the Grizzlies that we seen, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. You know, where they were working shop throughout the league and with a mixture of good young talent. So I think they've done a really good job of that. I think the state of where they are is in a really good position. As long as, you know, all the guys stay healthy, I think one of the biggest parts that actually hurt them was losing, a point guard in Tyus Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Was out
because
not having that guy behind Ja.
Yeah, because he was the guy behind Ja, kind of running the show. His, you know, assist to turnover ratio is the best in the league. So taking care of the ball, low turnovers, making sure that the team is in a great space when Ja's off the floor. You know, now you do have some solid veterans in D Rose and Marcus Smart on the team. You know, but you know, there are older guys and they do different things, right? But at the end of the day, you know, the talent that they have surrounded around Ja and Desmond and Jaren, you know, I think they'll be fine and they'll be able to fare well. You know, probably I would probably say in that they fall in that probably like that 4-6 range right now as constructed.
Yeah.
You know, which is good. That's playoffs, right?
Absolutely.
With the ability to get into like a third spot, if Ja comes back and he's ready to go, like, you know, as everybody thinks he will be.
Thad, I want to kind of talk to you about something that's sort of, you know, culturally changing, not just in Memphis, but in the world, which is, you know, the state of high school. And once upon a time, you know, I mean, you, right? I mean, you're at Mitchell High School. You're a McDonald's All-American. You're a five-star. And I don't know if you ever, I don't even know if, you know, maybe Oak Hill was the big thing, you know, in 06. I don't know if you ever thought about going there. But, you know, you stuck it out at Mitchell. I assume you had a great relationship with the coach there. And you look and you fast forward to 2024. And I just saw, I think it was today or yesterday, that Keeper Jackson who is sort of held up as one of the best in Memphis, he's leaving. He's going to Miami. And that, of course, follows a, you know, a pattern. The best players in Memphis, you know, are going elsewhere, whether it's Montverde, Sunrise Christian, et cetera. Do you think that's a good thing for everybody? In, maybe not the high school, obviously, but do you think that's the best route for players? And even if it is, what do you think it means for, you know, the local high school scene that used to be such a, you know, vital part and vibrant part of the Memphis sports DNA that feels like it's gone now?
I think for the city, it's a bad thing, obviously, because talent is leaving and going somewhere else to play. You know, and the crazy part is, like, I literally was just having this conversation with Herd about, like, I was like, bro, we got to figure out how to grow our talent in the city. You know, we've been the last couple of years, you know, grouping guys and gathering guys with a lot of talent from outside of the city, yep, and then mixing them with inside of the city kids, obviously, right? But if we figure out a way to, you know, that's why Shoot 360 is open now, and that's why we're having provided these opportunities. But if we figure out how to get these kids at such a young age and groom the talent the way we're supposed to and the way we have to, like, I think we'll have, you know, really good young talent. Like, we have a really good eighth going to ninth grade group right now that's in the city, right? With Braylon and DJ.
Yes, sir.
And all those guys. So those guys are like the future of the actual city. But when they get to being into their senior years, they leave because they've destroyed the city. And it's now time to see what these other avenues have for me. But if we figure out a way to get the talent across the board in the city, as opposed to teaming up, everybody goes to their own schools like back in the day, stay in your district, and yeah, everybody plays against each other. You know what I'm saying? Now it's more competitive.
Yes. I'm even cool with the, you know, back in the day, like, we knew, like, certain dudes didn't even live in that. I'm cool with that. It's just as long as everybody's in the city, you know what I mean?
right. But the thing, I think the biggest thing now is, like, these prep schools, they're gathering all this talent, and then, you know, guys are having that urge and want for more. And with the urge and want for more, you know, the prep school, and let's not get this wrong, the prep school talent is just so much better because they're playing essentially against other AAU teams that are stacked, but they're in the prep school level, right? So you have the Nike Scholastic League, you know, you got IMG that plays in their own leagues and stuff like that. So all these kids are starting to want to go to these different leagues because all the kids from, you know, other cities are now starting to join all these prep schools. And the prep schools are putting together the talent, and they're traveling just like a, you know, AAU program. The AAU structure is now taking over into the high school level.
What's it been? You touched on it a little bit, but what's it been like watching your sons not just grow, but get serious about the game? And what's TJ's 2029, isn't he?
Yeah, TJ is 29. Taylor's 2031. He's a young 2031. But, I mean, just watching both of them grow over the course of this summer and really dive into their games, like, One thing I've realized, you know, with being around this whole summer and going to every single game is that, you know, they both, you have to coach them in two different ways. Mm-hmm. And because I have two different sons with two different personalities. One is very crazy and the other one is very laid back with a laid back demeanor like me. So the younger son is always frustrated and pissed off. But then you have, you know, my older son who his game is a little bit more refined, a little bit more developed, and he has the same build and same model and makeup as me. So for him, things are a little bit easier. And then my youngest son is kind of playing, he's playing upper age group, so it's a little bit harder for him. But TJ, like, just watching his game grow, like his ability to shoot the basketball, his ability to rebound and push the break, you know, he can play 1-5 right now. And he does a very good job of, you know, being active on defense. And I mean, like, he's thinking the game out as opposed to just playing the game. And that's something that I didn't have when I was 13 years old, 13, 14 years old.
He lefty like you, Dad?
Unfortunately, me and my wife are lefties and both of my kids are right-handed.
Wow.
I don't know how this happened, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, man, I hear y'all head down, have a good time at Disney. We've probably held you too long, but man, can't tell you. Go ahead.
We're going to enjoy this Disney World before they get school started, man.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, let me ask, what's the Thad, you know, Disney experience like?
It's pass. They get like VIP pass, I bet.
Yeah, man. We skipping the lines, brother. We ain't
it's a whole other thing.
I'm gonna pay the extra fee, and we gonna skip the lines. We trying to ride every ride.
Exactly.
And we trying to get through the whole park in a day, and so we can go in the next day and enjoy Universal, and then
okay.
And then we're gonna stay at this new resort called Evermore Resort. It's supposed to be like one of the top resorts in Orlando.
Nice.
So.
They saying Universal is just, I mean, like lapping Disney right now, bro. That's what they're saying in the streets right now, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're going to both. So
they'll be able to tell us.
As long as my kids get to have the best experience possible when we go, I'm good with whatever.
Hey, I ask Mrs. Young if she wants, if we're going to be buying the Daily Memphian in the future. You know, if we'll just buy them out. You know what I mean?
I think you seen her Instagram post yesterday. She was pretty pissed,
that
man.
Thing.
I think she might have blocked them.
I'm trying to tell you. Please tell her that John was very accountable. That he obviously admitted the mistake, but that we're going to get everybody straightened out, and that
I can only speak for me.
Hey man, look, we not worried about that, man.
We worrying about
the community and providing jobs and like I said and doing what we do best, man, giving back. And others and trying to make sure that we bring our community along with us. That's it.
We're going to need you to come back and run for office here down the road as well, Thad. You do so much for town.
Hey, I don't know about the running for office, man. I might be doing something else. If not, I'm going to be on the beach somewhere with a margarita in hand.
Well deserved,
you
sir.
Deserve it. Thanks, Dad.
Appreciate you,
bro.
Brother. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
He is Thad Young. Great stuff, man. I always enjoy the talks, you know, because, again, when you make it, you know, in the NBA for that long, like, it's so much beyond being a good basketball player.
People don't. So I was telling Jeff, you got to put that work into staying, the sustaining, and keeping the contracts coming.
Exactly.
Imagine how the hours that go into that, not just the workouts, but what you do, your body, what goes into your body, all that's got to be controlled.
Yeah, like people don't consider, like, they just think, oh, if you're an awesome basketball, but you're not an awesome basketball player and you're 14, bro. So why are you still on rosters, right? Because you bring
you're disciplined
different.
In a way that most athletes are not, John.
Yeah, and you bring a certain quality.
I mean, it's a professional level that most don't get to.
It's like your locker room presence is valued for some reason, right? So what's that reason? Is it because, you know, you have good vibes, you have good energy, you work hard in practice, you lift the competitive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thad does
that. These guys checked all the boxes.
And a lot of people can't, like, a lot of people have hard times adjusting to being that. You know, we've seen that in Memphis. How many times have we seen that in Memphis, right? Like, AI had such a hard time with it, you know, and that's why it ultimately flamed out. But
how about the vision of trying to keep the Memphis basketball talent?
I love that.
Here.
I love that.
Out of a sort of a big, huge complex that provides it all.
I mean,
that's interesting, huh?
Yes, it is.
So, I like the approach there.
Yep.
And it has a bigger mission than maybe I said.
I
thought, okay, this is great. This is all the kids in town, whether they're with Team Thad or not, can all get, you know, training, and that's a great business endeavor. But clearly, there's a bigger vision there.
Absolutely.
And it comes out of something you touched on about these young men that are now leaving, exactly. You know, not finishing up their high school years in Memphis, that kind of thing. Sounds like they want to keep a little bit of that, keep more of that together.
Exactly. So, anyway, good stuff.
Appreciate
from
Thad.
As always, great get by you.
Nah, he's a great sport, man. And I, like I told you, I knew he wasn't going to come on here and cook you.
For sure.
But now, yeah. Now his wife might still.
Well, you know, and again, that
And we love Mrs. Young.
We'd have to sort of vet that one a little harder. But that interview, we might have to record that one.
You're going to get cursed out.
But you know what?
I don't even think she'd do that to you.
I am a believer, though, in people getting their flowers, right? That's the thing. And I hate that I messed up an opportunity to do that for Thad. And that is what I have to deal with, you know, on a personal level. But all I can do is be genuine and honest about my thoughts on it. So, anyway, good stuff there from Thad. We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.